Hi, welcome to the Fraudcast.
It's so exciting.
Yes, so, but we digress. Our new version of the podcast has officially launched. Everything's up and running. The fraudcast.com, the Facebook group, the store, all of that is up and running. Please go check us out at thefraudcast.com. Check out our merch, check out, all the other episodes. We started with the Unsolved Mysteries series. That first episode has dropped, and we are now also continuing our Sister Wives coverage. So this is Sister Wives, season 17, episode 8, called Hang On With Me.
Okay. I can't believe we're on episode 8 already.
I know.
It's like gone by so fast.
I know. But I feel like there's still so much left. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that they've shown and that like what's supposed to happen. Like there's just so much packed into 1 hour episodes. And this is, you know, one of the things that about 90 Day that we started getting disenfranchised on a while back is when they started making these 2 hour episodes, but there's nothing in them. Like there's nothing of substance. So they're just these long drawn out, lots and lots and lots of recapping previously on and reshowing all these episodes. And there's just so much filler and so much garbage. And it was just like this 2 hour shows that there's not a whole lot. Contrast that with these Sister Wives episodes. I feel like all of a sudden they're over and there's just so much that has happened, you know?
Right. And it's like they're not doing much, right? They're not going anywhere, but it's yet the content is still, there's a lot more there.
There's still,
I agree.
Yeah. And I have to pause a lot while I'm taking notes to make sure I get everything. You know what I mean? Because there's just, I feel like there's so much going on and I want to make sure I get every last word this, you know, easy bake oven that is Cody says. Right.
He keeps getting worse and worse. We keep talking about it, but this, I think this episode takes the cake on a lot of that.
So far. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. So this is called, yeah, Hang On With Me. And they open with the previous Theon. They show a little brief of the failed priest. He says he's the high priest of his family, but also a failed priest. He's the high priest of his family. So we open with the Christine packing and Cody whining that Christine needs him to do shit and he doesn't want to do it. So she's like, take your shit out of my garage. And he's like, I didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
And he whines about not having a corner, not having spot, not having anywhere for it to go. he has Robin's house. He has Mary's house. And so they talk about how he has duplicates of so many things, right? He has like quadruple what he needs.
Yeah.
Because he has stuff at, he in theory had stuff at every house, right?
Right.
But now,
except for Mary's, because they said that he hadn't kept stuff at Mary's for a while.
Yeah. He hadn't kept stuff at Mary's for a while. And Christine just packed his shit up. And so he doesn't have stuff there anymore. And now, Janelle is in the RV on the property, so she doesn't have any of his stuff. So all quadruple of everything that Cody owns is all in Robin's house because poor Mary doesn't even warrant storing his crap at her house, even though she has this like gigantic mansion just for her.
It's got to be at like 2,500 square feet plus.
At least.
I like how I said 2,500.
There's not a room there that you can, you know, make as Cody's storage. I guess that would mean Cody would have to go over there to see any of his business stuff. And then that would mean he would have to talk to Mary. And that's just not something he can do. I don't know.
She's selling her queen or her king size bed.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he was upset about that. That was like,
she is selling off. Like, I think that, yeah. I'm trying to find, I know I wrote down notes about that because she did say that she is selling her bedroom set. It's a king size bed and, you know, she has all these memories on there, particularly, you know, she gave birth to all her kids there. Of course, you know, it was the marital bed with her Cody and all this stuff. And now she just wants it gone. She wants everything gone. Bittersweet because that's where she gave birth to her babies. You know,
of course,
guess you're, you know, a home birth mom, that's going to have that. But the other, like, small dick energy that was attached to it. Like, she just wants to get rid of that, right? And I am so on board with her. Like, I did the exact same thing.
My question is, like, well, who's gonna buy it? Like, it's like, hey, this is my king size bed that's like 20 years old. It birthed 6 babies on it. And
I know, is someone gonna actually buy that mattress, or she's just selling like the actual furniture part?
Yeah, or I don't know.
I hope she's not selling the mattress, but just the actual furniture.
No, I doubt that. But still the bed. I mean, I think of like home births. I'm like thinking, ooh, that's a lot.
On those beds. Well, I'm sure, you know, they put the waterproofing and all that stuff. But
I'm just saying, yeah. I hope she sells it, Christine. Get your money.
Yeah.
Get your money.
Yeah. So he's whining, blah, 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 blah. She's trying to get Cody to take lots of stuff, right? Because she wants to take as little as possible and just start over fresh. Get that. I did that when me and Baby Frauded's dad split up. I basically got all new furniture. Like, I took the couch and love seat and stuff, but it, like my bed and dressers and all that, like I started fresh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to do that when she moves to Ohio.
Ohio.
Sorry, you talk. You know, I don't know.
You're probably thinking about me going to Ohio.
Yeah, but probably. That's why I look at you and I associate. And then, you know, I was also just talking to one of my girlfriends who lives in Ohio. We were actually just talking about the Adelphi murders.
Do you know? Oh, I just saw that they were having the conference today.
They had a press conference this morning because they caught this guy. They were watching it. My girlfriends, Natasha and Melissa, were watching it. There's supposed to be more coming out. I guess there's something on HLN tonight, some new episode about it. There's not a lot of information that came out, but they did have this guy. It sounds cryptic as hell because they haven't released any information about like how they died and like all this, which leads us to believe that it was really gruesome and they don't want that out there.
Yeah.
But we hope that there's DNA. The guy at the press conference said something about thanking the labs that were involved. So we're hoping that was code for there's DNA evidence linking this guy. But there's not a ton out there yet. So I'm looking forward to that, but anyway, diversion. We digress. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. See, this is what happens. That's why the podcast is We Digress. So Christine says that she and Cody worked this out. Cody finally agrees to this where she's taking the house and she gets her equity and then she can sell it and keep the money. And then she's just handing over her rights to the property to mm-hmm. Cody and the rest of them. And that's clean and nice and easy. He was talking about she was saying like, you know, if you want to go down the 50-50 road of the house, cause he's whining about wanting the house money or whatever, then mm-hmm. if you want to go down that road, then Christine gets, you know, 50-50 of everything, including right. Robin's house. Now, I don't know what the community property laws are and you know, who actual marriage. And I don't know if you're not married and this and that, what counts. Don't know what those state laws are in Arizona. So I don't know what she would be entitled to, but I would suspect that she would be entitled to a lot more than just her house.
That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah.
If they brought all the lawyers and stuff into this. So she just wants that. She's like, hand over free and clear, right? And it's just nicer and cleaner and that. He finally agrees to this.
Shocking.
I know. But he also, in his talking head, he talks about that it's Robin's house or Janelle's or whatever, like Christine, not his. So Christine wouldn't have access to it. I don't know. No, he doesn't understand the rules. I don't understand the laws, let alone Cody doesn't understand dick about how that, you know.
Yeah.
The state, if there's no custody order, the state's going to take custody of the kid. No. Stop.
I'm not even a lawyer. I didn't go to law school, but I know that that's bullshit. That's common sense to me.
Right.
I don't know. Whatever.
So he finally agrees to that trade, but he's still complaining about having to pay off the property. Well, he has to pay off the property regardless. You know, he doesn't get some windfall because Christine is deciding to take off. She gets something too, right? Janelle's the only one that says, yeah, it's clean and easy. Of course, it's easy like Kaya's mom. Cody is in denial about being in denial. Is that Kaya?
No, it's Charlie. He's looking at me like he's about to bark. And I'm like, no, no, no.
Don't do it. I couldn't tell the way you're I don't know. It could be Kaya. It could be Charlie. Who knows?
Oh, my gosh. This dog.
So Cody's in denial. And he says that he just in denial about being in denial. He talked about memories about, you know, good memories, I guess. But whatever. I don't know. He's just whatever. He says, I guess I gotta get used to this because this is the way it is. Yes, Cody, get used to it. Welcome. Welcome to party, Cody. Everyone else has been here for years. Where the fuck have you been?
And it's the way it's been. Obviously, he didn't have anything to do with her for a long time. So I don't know what's the difference.
Well, the difference is that now she's exercised her own mind and made a decision that he didn't dictate. And now his poor little man ego is all hurt. He's all full of the butt hurt. So Janelle, then we go to Janelle in the RV, and she talks about how it's a lot more work than she expected, but she is loving being out there on the property. Cody's like, oh, it's such an inconvenience. She's dealing with a new problem every day. They're trying to figure out the water solution. I do love that this whole thing has resulted in him doing a bunch of extra work.
Yeah, yeah, he's pouring the water in, he's taking the garbage out, he's complaining about it the whole time, shocker there. He's blaming her for this is your fault, I didn't want this is your decision.
But he still has to do all this extra work.
Yeah, like, shut up and just do it. Yeah. And I'm looking around, I'm like, wow, it looks really nice out there.
Yeah, like, I'm not much for camping, but I could sit outside an RV around a fire and just enjoy the night space. You know what I mean? As long as I'm sleeping inside afterwards, I'm fine. And RV is perfect for me for that regard. I don't care. I don't pay money to sleep like a homeless person. So camping isn't really my thing. Okay. Janelle talks about Savannah having a rough time and that Janelle's trying to get it figured out for her. Savannah's just like over the situation. It's rough. And so Janelle's just trying to make it better for her. And I love that she's just digging in and she's like, yeah, it's harder than I anticipated, but I'm doing it. And basically what's unsaid is everybody else can fuck right off. I don't care.
Exactly.
So then we go to the bulk of this episode, like the meat of this episode is Mary and Robin talking to each other, right? About everything.
Oh, this is just awful. This is what got me so awful. Angry.
If you didn't, before I hated Cody and sort of hated Robin and I didn't get Mary. Now I hate all of them because they're Robin and Mary are both trash also.
I think Mary is just like, I think she needs to get help, honestly. And this is not being mean. This is like literally, I think she needs some sort of therapy intervention because she is not even living in the same world we're living in.
No.
And I just feel really bad for her. I really do. Because I'm like, what is she hearing herself?
I know. So Mary's basically like, her comments are, how are you doing this? How are you breaking up our family? Which translates to me is like, why can't you be as miserable and gaslit as I am?
Yes. Yes.
You know,
why can't you just deal with it? You know, do what I'm doing. You know,
Mary brings up the catfishing situation, basically. So she says how she went, you know, she was, unhappy, right? She was unhappy. She wasn't getting love. She sought it out somewhere else. She got it from this catfish person, right? Cody gets mad, tells her, you can't do that. So she goes, oh, okay. And so she comes back to Cody, but because of the catfishing situation, Cody now uses that as an excuse of not to love her. So he gaslights her into staying and accepting everything, but he has then withdrawn his love from her.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's in the same place she was before the catfishing, only she's even more miserable now because she doesn't have anything. Right.
But it's okay because they're still married. So
she's still sister wife.
Right. She's still sister wife. So everything's really just okay.
Mary says she's frustrated, didn't trust herself to say anything during the bombshell when Christine was revealing this. She's like, it's their relationship, but it affects us too. Robin describes it as a bomb going off in the family. Janelle's like, is it a family anymore? And just, it looks different, you know? Mm-hmm. The whole conversation to me is so insulting to Mary. She's sitting there telling Cody to work it out with Christine. But what about Cody working it out with her?
Right.
What? Like, I don't. Right. It's so bad.
It doesn't make any sense. And then she's like, yeah. And then she's telling Christine that she should have stayed and whatever. But it doesn't. Her and Robin both, like, they needed to work it out. No, Christine stood up for herself and she wasn't going to sit there and take it anymore. Like, learn from her.
She didn't try to work it out. Cody didn't care enough to fight for Christine or Mary.
Exactly. You can't change somebody's feelings towards someone. You can't just all of a sudden be in love with them again. I mean, if it's over, it's over. And I think he was done with it for a while. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Too much is broken. Robin says that Cody still has to figure out his other marriages. Cody's like, give me some time to deal. Give me some time to be angry. Like, dude, you've been angry for years. It's not the divorces. It's not the divorce, but it's you're just always
his ego. His ego is hurt. That's what it is.
And Robin's talking about, you know, just how, like, you know, because she's the only one he spends time with. So he's always angry and bitter because she's the only one that sees him. Right. And that's what he's bitter and angry about this situation, about Christine, not about Mary. Mary says that she had confirmation from God that she's supposed to stay, and she still believes that. And then she says, and this pisses me off, why did she, meaning Christine, come into the family if she was going to do this? Why does anybody get married if they're only going to get divorced? We don't know that we're going to get divorced when we get married.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, some people arguably, but she didn't come into the marriage 20 something years ago and then have 18 million kids with him and be part of this whole life with an intent to leave. It happened because Cody's an asshole.
And these women, they, when they married him, they were extremely young, naive. You know, they were so involved in the church and everything else that they, I don't think they had that, like, perspective, that world perspective yet. So
yeah, they have different views.
Right. So they have grown and changed just like all of us do. And you either grow together or you grow apart. And obviously they grew apart. Christine didn't want that anymore. Cody did not support her or any of the wives except for Robin.
Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly. And it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in. And it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it. And it is super, super comfortable. And it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu.
Christine says she came into the family to be an equal. Like, she joined the family as an equal, and she no longer was. So that wasn't okay with her. Janelle says, why would Mary say that Christine has to stay even though she's unhappy? So yeah, Janelle's like, why does Christine have to stay when she's unhappy? Mary's saying it, of course, because she stays when she's unhappy, so therefore everybody else has to, and she's getting really mad because Christine leaving shines a big old light on her own situation, right? And she has to look in the mirror about her own situation. But here's the thing, Mary's kind of like the epitome of, we accept the love we think we deserve. You know, would you agree? I don't
know. Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, she's obviously broken. She's got a lot of her own issues going on. And I think that that's why I'm like, she needs help. She needs to figure out who she is and what she wants. And then, you know, later on, Cody made a statement to Christine about she's moving to Utah to find a husband. No, Christine has found herself. Mm-hmm. She's found herself. She doesn't need a man. So no. I think that Mary needs to get to that point where Christine's at, where it's like, love yourself. And then the rest will follow.
But she can't, because Cody's done such a number on her, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. Mary says, people ask her all the time.
You just read exactly what I was going to say. I'm sorry. That's crazy.
Why she stays. And she always comes back to a peace with it. Because God told her to stay. So she's at peace with it. Robin is thankful that Mary's a sad sack and asks her to, quote, hang on with me, okay? We have to rebuild. Yeah. Like it's a fucking island after hurricane devastation.
Yeah.
Which rebuild, I mean, okay.
What's left? I mean, there's nothing left to rebuild.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know.
What is she expecting? Like, for Cody and Mary to rebuild their relationship?
Right, because that's obviously not happening.
For Janelle and Cody to develop a more normal relationship, for them to bring another wife in, because Robin's the only one that has any kind of like marriage with Cody, mm-hmm. an actual relationship with him. So what is she talking about rebuilding? Christine's not coming back. Cody's not going to start loving Mary. Like it's broken.
Do you think that Cody would take on another wife?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. I think it would be like after some of the kids are a little bit older, so you could have more control again and kind of start over.
Yeah. Yeah. Start over.
Yeah. Like, I did it.
You're joining the patriarchy. Sign here to sign over your rights to the patriarchy.
Some sort of contract.
This whole thing is so gross because he's not coming back ever to Mary, right? Yes. He has no intention of fixing things with Mary. He literally wants you to live alone forever.
He actually wants her to find someone else.
He's sending her to Utah. How the fuck is it okay with you to live in that situation?
No, my gosh. Can you imagine? I think we talked about this before. Like, if somebody told me, hey, I hope you're happy finding someone else, that's my cue to go and never look back.
Right?
Like, okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm out. I don't understand how somebody could sit there with someone after they said that about them.
I know. And it's so horrible. And this is just what we see on camera. Like, can you imagine if he's doing this stuff on camera and saying these things on camera, can you imagine what it's like behind the scenes?
Right. And how is Mary showing up to any sort of family functions or doing anything with the family if she's just being like thrown to the side like that? Is she showing up to these functions?
She is, because she's a sister wife and this is her family and she started it, and damn it, she's gonna stay to the bitter end.
I feel like somebody said that she wasn't as active. Yeah, this was like in a few seasons ago, like she wasn't as active in the family. So if her kid is grown, she's not active in the family, what is she doing in that big house all by herself then, if she's not spending time with the family? I guess I mean just get out. You can be alone somewhere else.
Right. But this is, yeah. And now in this conversation, Robin is gaslighting Mary into staying too. Like, this is why this part makes me so angry at Robin, because she is so gaslighting Mary now, like Cody is. So, whatever. But Robin also says she wouldn't blame Mary if she decided to give up. But notice how she phrases
it.
If you give up, and Mary's never going to give up, you know, you have to, it has to be phrased as like Christine didn't give up. She she finally, you know, gave in and was like surrendered to the fact that Cody's a dick and she's more important. And this is, you know.
Right. And I still don't think Robin's coming from a place of like hatred and evil. No, I think she's coming from a place of like being manipulated and controlled.
That's her own worldview is so wet.
Yeah. And I feel bad for her because I'm like, I just want to snap and be like, wake up. Like,
Robin and Mary talk to him about jealousy. They have a flashback to Mary and Cody, how Cody would feel if the tables were turned. They have this little brief talk about whether if the wives had brother husbands.
Disgusting.
Robin talks that Cody would have a huge issue if there were brother husbands. Of course. The they talk about how the kids are only hearing one side of the story, which like, that's why they hate Cody and love Christine. No. Fuck that. They're not blind. Okay. They see how Cody treats her and who he shows up for. And it's not Christine. And it's not Mary.
And it's not them.
And it's not any of them. Yeah. Yes.
They all know easily. So if they're saying that, you know, okay, well, they're only getting one side of the story. Well, then why is nobody else talking to them about it?
Then talk to them, Cody.
Right. They're your kids.
Yeah. Mary says, do you think this was coming before Flagstaff? And Robin's like, yeah, she was talking about this before Flagstaff. Mary seems surprised. Robin cries.
Which makes me think that Mary and Christine have no relationship, that they're not talking at all. Mm-mm. If Mary didn't even know that.
It's always been Mary and Robin mm-hmm. and Christine and Janelle. That's right. Always been like that. Oh my God.
But remember, love is multiplied and not divided. What happened?
Love should be multiplied. my dogs are going crazy. I think Hetero Life Mate just got home, maybe. My dogs are going nuts downstairs. So Mary says she hasn't seemed happy for a really long time, talking about Christine. So yeah, and that's not okay. Here's the thing. She's not unhappy. I mean, she's not happy. She's been unhappy for a long time. And it's not okay. It is okay to change your situation so that you will mm-hmm. be happy. Robin says
like maybe she doesn't feel like she has the support or what? Like, why won't she just like leave? I don't get it. Whatever.
Because she's so brainwashed. Robin then says she would be okay with Christine living on the property and dating. Like that mentioned before, like Cody, like, why can't she just still live here and go about her life? Live on this polygamous compound with you, but date other people? Like, what?
I think it goes back to her view on the family and like the family as a whole, because she did make a comment in the past about how when she was looking for a husband, she didn't care so much about the romantic part about it, but that he'd be a good family man and a good father, which is funny because Cody's not.
Yeah.
But so I think Robin's mindset is like, let's still keep this family intact. It's like, what? It's not really.
That's not normal. That's not healthy. Yeah. Let her have her boundaries. Go ahead. Then we go to the Mary talking about the catfish situation. She says, I knew what I needed from Cody and I wasn't getting it. She told him not to stay here and they took a break. And then he takes that as kick him out and never come back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened there. And I have to go back and rewatch some seasons because there's some seasons that I missed. And I think that might have been one of them because I don't remember all of that. And now, like everybody else, we're all going to go do what you did during COVID
and watch
all the other seasons. She says the catfish happened because he was being mean to her and she needed love from somewhere. But now he's using it as the reason that he's gone, which is bullshit. Because it worked, like he guilted her into staying, but she came back to nothing. He left, but she's there. Mm-hmm. Mary says the problem isn't the plural marriage. It's all the other aspects. I'm sure. But if you're okay with that, then your mindset, I don't know. Okay, Mary.
Right.
Your relationship, you wouldn't be in a relationship with Cody. He divorced your ass to marry Robin. Like that's what happened. We go to Cody and Brian in a truck driving back from a work thing. This is the guy whose wedding Cody, the failed priest, the failed high priest, officiated. look, it's a nice business trip with no masks. And good thing you didn't go to the surgery and get yourself sick because you might have had to miss that boys trip with your bro, dude. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cody talked about how miserable he was before Brian's wedding and how he had called Robin and was like, I can't marry them. I can't let them get married. Because, you know, he's the sole cause of marriage happiness. He then, Cody says that he's embarrassed by who he was going into that wedding. Because Robin set him straight. It was like, man up, asshole. Brian says he feels bad for both Cody and Christine, you know, which is why are they giving Brian a useless talking head interview? Like, what's the point of this? I don't know. She wants to sell the bedroom set. Good, you know, be gone. Bad dick energy. Talks about the memories. Blah, 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 blah. Cody says, one of the best lines, I feel so pathetic because I'm the divorce denier.
Divorce denier. I feel like you can use that on a lot of people. Divorce denier.
Uh-huh.
In the reality world.
Yep. And then Christine, and this broke my heart. She's like, I gave him the best years of my life and he shrugged at me.
Yeah. Yep. That hurt.
Yeah. It's like, I felt that. She wants to drop all the toxic energy, leave it behind and leave it in Arizona. You go, girl. I'm with you. Leave that bad energy.
Yes.
Here's the other thing. We talked about Mary being the epitome of like accepting the love you think you deserve. Christine also is here, right? Think about it. Because she's the opposite.
Yeah.
And this is probably why Mary is so angry, because Mary has spent years gaslighting herself into accepting the situation, right? And here's Christine saying, no, it's not okay. You know, that's not okay. So what does that mean for Mary? So now Mary's angry because all of this, you know, years of stuff is probably coming, you know, on her. And she's starting to realize that she's in that anger phase, I guess.
Yeah. And I don't know what trauma happened in her childhood. I know she mentioned that like her sister, her mom's sister wives broke up, I guess. I think that's what she said. And so there's some sort of family trauma. And I think that that's preventing her from moving on as well. And for making her so mad at Christine for leaving, because she feels like she's breaking up the family.
Yeah.
Which the family was already broken up.
So yeah. It's like, but Mary doesn't realize that. Christine does, you know. So Christine talks about moving Isabel to North Carolina and how Cody is not driving with her.
Shocker. Again, shocker.
Isabel's so excited to be moving that she's dancing. She is kind of sad to be leaving dad because, you know, dad is sad sack. Gwendolyn and Truly are sad and are going to miss Isabel. She talks about awesome Caleb and Maddie's relationship is as a model. And Janelle says that this living situation can be healing for them all, because Caleb and Maddie do have a monogamous, healthy relationship where, you know, Caleb is a super involved father to their kids and da 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 da. So it's like a normal functioning family, and Isabel gets to be around that and see. So Janelle is looking forward to that. I mean, obviously Maddie is her daughter, so.
Janelle seemed pretty supportive of it. Like, she seemed, you know, supportive of Christine, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Janelle and Christine. Yeah, for sure. And Cody is officially the most clueless man on the planet. Everything was great in Las Vegas. Bitch, I watched the show. I saw you at your therapy appointments. It was not great. Was it like your first season in Vegas or one of the seasons in Vegas? Like the entire season was spent in the therapist's office because your relationships were so jacked up. Like, I watched that show. Yeah. Cody, you are clueless.
He's in his own world.
And then Isabel saying, yeah, he has all these other kids. He can't be away. He get that long to come.
He can go to a wedding. I know she's like, just making excuses.
And here's the thing. It's like, he can be away from you for that, you know, that long for you. One of his kids. She's clearly not convinced. She's just saying that because that's like the party line, but you can tell she doesn't buy into it. She's heartbroken. Cody's like, I wouldn't want to travel with Christine at this point.
Or any point, really.
Any point, but I know. He only wants his maskless, COVID-filled business trips with his bro, you know?
Yeah.
His bro dude.
Dancing with women at weddings.
Right. Christine says the hardest part right now is that her kids don't have a relationship with Cody, that Cody doesn't get to see how awesome the kids are. But she also even says, you know, the kids don't get to see the awesome side of Cody.
Yeah.
That there was this good Cody, the man she married, and that he's just not that guy anymore. And they don't get to see the man that he once was. It's like, yeah, you never divorce the same person you marry. Right.
Exactly. And I'm sure he did have good times, and he seemed like he probably was very fun and outgoing when he was there, when he was present, you know?
Yeah. And then he says, I worked hard to visit with my children and to do something they like. No.
Hard.
Revisionist history here. He admitted on camera that he doesn't. He pays other people to babysit his kids because he doesn't want to spend time with them doing things that he doesn't want to do. He said that repeatedly over and over. why is he now Mr. Revisionist History being like, I worked hard to visit and to do something. And they're like, no, you didn't make any effort to do dick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so frustrating. Scenes from next week. Christine's house is under contract. She's moving next week. Mary's angry. There's talk about she's supposed to go to the bishop and see if they allow us a divorce, whatever that means.
Yeah, Mary Cody's was their so church. Like,
Cody's their church, right?
Yeah, Christine's like, or Mary's like, yeah, Christine has to get a divorce through the bishop. I'm like, no, she doesn't. She's walking. She is not a part of that religion anymore.
Yeah. And then Robin says that her, like, what makes her divorce is when she's with another man.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I can't wait to see what that means.
Like, is that how it works?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not cheating because the act of engaging in the sexual contact with somebody else is what makes you divorce. So that action wouldn't be cheating.
Right? I would love to know more about what that entails because that makes not a lot of sense to me. But and then I feel like they have so much focus on women finding new men. It seems like that's a repetitive subject.
Because
like,
they don't believe that women can be anything on their own. Women are nothing without a man. Everything is around the man.
Oh, Christine's going to Utah to find a new man. Like, no, she's not. And this, you know, new man. No. How about she just wants to take care of herself?
Because in their view, their patriarchal view, you know, women have to be completed with a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, that's all the sexist, patriarchy, misogynistic, fundamental religion of these people who believe in polygamy for the sake of religion. Now, I'm not talking about people who believe in polygamy for the sake of polygamy, which is like seeking sister wife. None of those current people, most recent people, are doing it for religious purposes. So we're talking about, yeah, that's a whole other thing. But,
yeah,
you know, if this whole religion, you know, and Mormonism, too. I mean, Mormon, not fundamental, just like mainstream Mormonism is patriarchal by its nature.
I don't even know. I have no idea about the LDS church.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, women are nothing without the man. And so that, yeah, that's why I don't, part of why I don't believe in Mormonism and, you know, there's all kinds of things to be said there, but this is the worldview that Robin lives in. This is Cody Land, which sounds like a really depressing, amusement park. Mm-hmm. Let's all go to Cody Land and climb on mountains of dirt. yeah. So that's where we are this episode.
I'm looking forward to next week because it seems like they're going to get to talking more and probably make me more angry.
I'm kind of okay. We've done all the talking, we've done the telling, and we've done everybody's reactions. I want to see what happens next. Let's see the next evolution of what happens with.
And can we have a spinoff for Christine?
Yes. Where's the spinoff, TLC? TLC. Yes. Where's
we
the
need
spin-off?
The spinoff?
Christine in Alone in Utah.
Hmm.
Christine,
the single life.
Well, because, you know, it's all about her looking for a man, right?
Right. Or not. Just, you know, living the single life.
Exactly. Just, and remember, when this all played out in real life, which was last summer, this all played out, and she had made a tweet saying, or an Instagram post or something, saying she didn't know how simple life could be. Mm-hmm. It was after she'd moved to Utah. And it was like, yeah, the rest of us, like I watch this stuff and I'm like, I have enough problems, like keeping my husband out. You know, we call it husbanding. He'll come in like while I'm trying to watch the show, mm-hmm. you know, and he'll come in and ask me questions and stupid things. Blah, blah, blah. So I have to like tell him, I'm like, no husbanding during this hour, you know? and that's like hard enough with just him. I couldn't imagine a house full of all these other people that are constantly like, I mean, I like people, but like,
I need my downtime.
I need, yeah.
I mean, I need to hide in a closet, I guess.
Yeah.
Cause like Cody, I get it. Hiding away for a few minutes.
I learned how to meditate using my closet. That's how I started meditating, was in my closet.
Nice.
I had a walk-in closet. It was nice and dark and quiet. And I just sat down there and I would sit there, and that's how I taught myself to meditate.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, now I do it all the time. Actually, I do a lot of it in my baths. I do guided meditations and stuff.
That's
like
awesome.
That.
Meditation is so wonderful.
Love it. Love meditation. And yeah, like just so here we go.
Yeah.
Bring it on. I mean, I guess that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what we got for this episode, you guys. We will be back next week with more Sister Wives. And in between now and then, stay tuned for the next episode of Unsolved Mysteries, which will come out. The first episode is up. So if you want to listen to that, please jump over to that episode. It's the one right before this one. And give that a listen and come discuss that case with us if you are into all that as well. Thank you guys for joining us. Please stick around, come join the Facebook group, check out our website, leave us a review, subscribe to the show, help other people find us, and let us know if there's anything you want to see. That's all we got. Thank you.